Slightly overcast conditions here this morning and 71 degrees your current temperature. We look for a partly cloudy to cloudy sky today with a few scattered showers early, and then showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon heading into the evening. And overnight, south wind to 10 to 20 and a high of 88 here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Two Council Bluffs men were arrested after an altercation that ended with a weapon being discharged. The Council Bluffs Police Department was called to the area behind the Broadway Bar at 11.03 p.m. on Thursday for a report of shots fired. 21-year-old Dustin Arterburn and 25-year-old Dylan Waschkowski were arrested after the investigation. Officers determined that Arterburn and Waschkowski were inside the Broadway Bar and got into an altercation with one another. Waschkowski was directed to leave the bar by management. A short time later, Arterburn also left the bar and located Waschkowski in the parking lot. Arterburn then reportedly shoved 26-year-old Stephanie Lemon, who was with him. Waschkowski then retrieved a .40 caliber handgun from his vehicle and displayed it to Arterburn, and then struck him in the side of the head with the handgun just prior to discharging the weapon. Officers noted that Arterburn had gunshot residue on the left side of his neck. No one was injured by the shot fired. Arterburn was charged with disorderly conduct, simple assault, and public intoxication. Waschkowski was charged with aggravated assault and discharging a firearm in city limits. Both were taken without incident to the Pottawatomie County Corrections and booked in. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
At Stiefel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other news, Council Bluffs police officers were dispatched this morning to an address in the 500 block of East Pierce Street for a burglary in progress. When officers arrived, the suspect fled the area. The victim stated he was sleeping in his bedroom when he heard a loud noise in the living room. The victim stated he went to the living room to investigate and observed a white male standing just inside the door. The victim stated that the suspect said to him, my bad, and took off running. Officers checked the area and were unable to locate the suspect. The suspect was described as a white male, approximately 5'8" tall and 180 pounds. If anyone has information about this case, contact Council Bluffs Criminal Investigation or Crime Stoppers. The Atlantic Police Department released details on Thursday afternoon on multiple recent arrests. On Monday, August 8th, Atlantic Police arrested 41-year-old Kyle Hume of St. Joseph, Missouri for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. On Friday, August 12th, Atlantic Police arrested 27-year-old Jarrett Justice of Clearwater, Florida for fourth-degree theft and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, officers arrested 26-year-old Samantha Malley of Atlantic for fourth-degree theft and possession of drug paraphernalia. And also on Sunday, August 14th, Atlantic Police arrested 39-year-old Julie Lutge of Atlantic for domestic abuse, assault, second offense. And on Tuesday, August 16th, officers made two arrests. 20-year-old Leslie Dukes of Atlantic was arrested for prescription drug violation, fifth-degree theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also arrested on the same charges was 23-year-old Lucas Brown of Atlantic. All of those suspects were taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. For a second time, the Iowa Supreme Court will review the case of an Iowa State University whistleblower who was viciously mistreated by his superiors. The court said Thursday it has granted further review in the case of Dennis Smith. A court awarded Smith nearly $1.3 million in damages after hearing how he was unfairly branded a workplace threat by his boss, who he'd reported for financial misconduct. Those damages were cut in half after an earlier Iowa Supreme Court ruling. Smith was later awarded $368,000 in legal fees. In March, the Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Smith should have been awarded only a fraction of those legal fees. A dissenting judge warned that the decision would effectively slam the courthouse door shut to many employees with whistleblower claims. Nearly 1 year after Governor Terry Branstad announced the creation of a bullying prevention office, the program has no designated dollars and relies on inconsistent funding. Documents show the governor's Office for Bullying Prevention at the University of Northern Iowa has received no private grants since launching in September of 2015. The office offers some programming, but the lack of clear or consistent funding raises questions about its long-term effectiveness in addressing statewide bullying and harassment. Authorities have charged a former Spencer pastor with 5 counts of sexual exploitation by a counselor. The Sioux City Journal reports Clay County authorities Wednesday arrested Kevin Grimes on charges stemming from an investigation into events from 2012 to 2016. He resigned in May as pastor at Dayspring Assembly of God Church. He also worked as chief executive officer of the Spencer Dream Center, which provides social services to the community. Prosecutors allege that Grimes engaged in sexual conduct with 3 clients while providing mental health services to them. He was arrested and posted $5,000 bond and was released from jail. And a state board has approved $11.5 million in incentives for a North Carolina company that plans to build a $240 million pork plant in northern Iowa's Wright County. The Des Moines Register reports the Iowa Economic Development Board on Thursday approved the incentives for Prestige Farms to build the plant near Eagle Grove. Wright County officials are considering giving the company $8 million in local tax breaks. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. KJN News Time 712.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Moranz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
Now taking a look here at your funeral announcements, Marion Amdor, age 90, of Messina, died Thursday at her home in Messina. Funeral services for Marion Amdor will be held today at 10 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Betty Jean Holtz, age 86, of Colorado, formerly of Avoca, died Sunday in Colorado. Funeral services for Betty Jean Holtz will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lois Jean Young, age 87, of Walnut, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lois Jean Young will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Barry L. Spittler, age 57, of Cambridge, formerly of Audubon, died Monday at his home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Barry L. Spittler will be held today at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Paul Richard Chumos, age 76, of Stewart, died Tuesday. A life celebration for Paul Richard Chumos will be held today at 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Joseph Dwayne Tye, age 30, of Griswold, died Monday at home. Funeral services for Joseph Tye will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. George Kentner, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for George Kentner will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Barbara L. Summers, age 82, of Concord, Massachusetts, formerly of Audubon, died August 6th at her home in Concord. Celebration of Life services for Barbara L. Summers will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Betty Jo DeBruin, age 50, of Exira, died Monday at Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Jo DeBruin will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. in Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Bill Hoover, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial service for Bill Hoover will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert C. Madsen, age 94, of Avoca, formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Avoca Specialty Care in Avoca. Funeral services for Robert C. Madsen will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Laverne A. Clark, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A memorial service for Laverne A. Clark will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Madeline R. Carlson, age 93, of Clarinda, formerly of Griswold, has died. A family graveside memorial service for Madeline R. Carlson will be held at a later date in the Griswold Cemetery. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in funeral announcements and news this hour here on KJN. News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.